Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A
New
podcast.
Churches.
New Churches. It's an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What? So I recently met, and I don't know, I can't remember his name, but I recently met one of the guys who was on the original, like the first Road Rules on MTV. Which I don't know why I did New Churches, but it's almost like the real world thing. So that's what reminded me of that. Sorry.
That's funny.
And random.
That is hilarious. I thought you were going to say something like, hey, I met one of our original listeners who've been listening from episode zero, but you went full on MTV.
So. I do meet lots of New Churches people.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. It's neat to see the number of people and just kind of the breadth of where people are coming from. And yeah, it's neat. It's neat. It's neat. The little community we've built here on episode 576. Woo! Nuts. Absolutely nuts. So, you know, our church is celebrating our centennial this year. So that's pretty neat, coming up with plans on how we can celebrate our centennial during COVID.
Yeah.
So it's fun. But, you know, the Roman numeral for centennial is C. But, you know, I was trying to figure out, I was like, okay, well, we've obviously passed the centennial for our podcast, but what's the word for 1,000?
Millennial?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. Huh. That's crazy. So maybe we'll see. We'll see if people will, our podcast audience will put up with us for another 400 and something episodes. But you know what? On today's episode, we're actually doing a mini series. All right. So we're continuing our mini series on new systems for a post COVID church. So if you're tuning in with us for the first time, every other episode on the even episodes right now, Todd and I are doing these episodes, and we're actually it's the even numbers that we're doing this new systems for a post COVID church mini series. On the odd episodes, it's Ed and I doing other topics or other mini series. So if you want to listen to the previous ones, just go to 574 and the even ones before that, and you can check that out. But today we're going to be talking about hiring and firing, and also staffing. And let me set the context and I'll throw it over to you, Todd. We know that because of COVID, there have been there's been a lot of turnover, right? And I know many churches who let go of half their team. On a larger church context, once COVID hit, another one let go of all of their worship pastors in their campuses, except the one at the main broadcast campus. I know others, church plants that have stayed the course because it was just them, only the one church planter that was on staff. And it's just been this bizarre, every church taking really an inventory of, okay, is this affordable? Like the staff that we have. And you know, today's episode, we're specifically talking about paid staff because there's some nuances around hiring and firing for that. But yeah, there's just been a lot of change. And as even this year, I know that churches have done, okay, this is a deficit year. And some churches have done, okay, we're going to go 20% lower or 30% lower or 15% lower, or we're going to stay the course. Staffing is one of those pieces where every church has had to look at, and they've had to figure out, how are we going to approach this? So as things begin to settle in, you know, as we're nearing the end, or hopefully nearing the end of COVID and all of this craziness, what wisdom would you give churches in and around hiring and firing?
I would say make sure you're hiring for today and not yesterday.
hire for your current state and future state versus a past state that we may not see again.
Yeah. So don't just rehire the positions you let go.
Absolutely not. I would also say every person you hire has a potential to change the culture for better or for worse. So it's really important to find the right culture fit. And so probably the blog that gets the most hits that I've ever written was Ministry Interview Questions and How to Answer Them.
Nice.
And it was meant for, hey, here are the top ministry interview questions and how to answer them. But at the same time, it was good for both sides because, you know, it's like, I want to know what you know about our organization, because if you didn't bother to read our About Us page, then why do I want you here? You're not going to be a good fit. Or I want to know why you left your old church. I want to know why you're interested in this particular role, you know? And I know this isn't about interview questions in particular, but it is about, you know, helping figure out what is this person going to bring? Are there elements of the culture I want to change? And if so, how is this person going to help with that? Or no, we like our culture. Let's be sure that there's a good people fit here. The other thing I would say that's really difficult right now is you're in a work from anywhere environment or a work from home environment with some churches. And not everybody is made to work from home from a personality perspective. Mm. So that's also something you have to take into consideration. I'm not saying that those people are no longer hireable during COVID. I'm just saying you just want to be really careful.
Those are, I mean, the thinking in and around each and every one of those is huge, because really, you know, let's go here. I was trying to figure out, should we go here or should we not? Let's go straight talk. Because Todd, you and I have both been in positions where you really have to wrestle down, okay, here's our staff, here's our team, they are like family, and you really have to weigh the personal side of letting someone go with the organizational side of that and the impact of that for them and their coworkers, and also for the church as a whole and what that's going to look like depending on what their position was. So it's not like in a corporate business where it's like, well, you know what, you're not cutting it, so we're going to cut you and fire you. Here's your severance or whatever and see you later. I mean, it's so different within the church context.
Okay, well, I'll
right? It's not as
I'll
cut and dry.
I'll see you and raise you from that level of discomfort to say, when we talk about you shouldn't practice nepotism, there's a reason. Because you sometimes get into a situation where you have to let one of those two people go for whether or not it is for reasons that, you know, it's like, hey, they are not good at their job, or B, we are downsizing, or we no longer need that position, we're deleting that position, and that makes it even worse. So that's an extra reason to make sure nepotism isn't happening in your church.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine?
No, I've done it.
Just
yes, I can imagine more than
no,
once.
It's just,
I can
let's
imagine.
Say you. And if you keep the person who is not the person's kid or brother or spouse or whatever. Yeah. So if you keep the other person, like if you keep the spouse and not the other person, oh my goodness. Like, and you might have all the right reasons to have made that decision that have nothing to do with family, yet everyone is going to see it as nepotism.
Well, you just better be sure that you hired people with really great character from the get-go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, but when you look at the letting go side of things, which is difficult at any point, COVID has definitely brought about a different dynamic to that piece of it that I would say doesn't make it easier. It actually makes it more complex because, yeah, there's just so much in and around that. But when you look at, let's say, a post-COVID context, right? So there's been firings, there's been letting go. If you haven't already done that during the season that you're in because you've just been waiting it out, you know, then definitely continue to pray about the right timing for that. But as you approach near the end of COVID and going to a post-COVID church, you're probably going to have to do more hiring, right? So when you think about that, it really is that side. I agree with you, Todd, where don't just hire what you had before. I'll give you an example. So this is our context right now. Our guest services manager, love her to bits. She is absolutely incredible. But she felt God was calling her to step away from the position. Now, we need her. Like, we needed her. And we were wanting to expand her role and give her global responsibility. Yet she was feeling this call to be more incarnational in her neighborhood and felt like she had to step away in order to allow someone else to rise up in that position and so that she could be more focused in her neighborhood. Now, they're still such an integral part of our church family, but I'll just give you that example. The easiest thing for us to do was, okay, well, we're not gathering right now, so we don't necessarily need that position. Oh, but now we're gathering. Oh, we better go hire that. And that's what we didn't do. We actually created a completely different role that included guest services, but we actually expanded it to, it's actually a role called engagement ministry coordinator, where the person is sitting on our connections and impact team. But this individual, I mean, we're still looking for the person to fill this role. I mean, they're going to be looking at all the engagement pieces, both in person and digital. So what are those steps from a first step to a next step, where after someone has come for the first time, what are we doing very intentionally in follow-up to bring them back? Or if they've come via an online conference that we did, what are the next steps after that? So this person, like, we're really trying to find an innovative problem solver who is a people person and who is going to run our guest services ministry, but it's not just guest services. It's more about the next steps and the engagement. And you know what? We wouldn't have been able to even create this position if she hadn't actually said, okay, you know what? I feel God's calling me to resign. Well, then we were able to look at it from a whiteboard and be like, well, actually, what if we added 20 hours to that position and created this new one? So that's the kind of thing that you can begin doing post-COVID.
I would say another thing, that's a really good insight. I mean, you know, I hired a position and I made it a part of really pieces of two old positions, but a lot of a new, you know, role for what we need moving forward. That's the other thing I would say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you've got that, if you've got an open position, really take a step back and say, what does our church really truly need? And can I go look for somebody for that? The other thing I would say,
that's right,
is in the back of my head, I've always got kind of a 20% flexibility rule where I want to hire the person over the position.
Yep.
More than anything else. Yep, if right. I find a great quality candidate that doesn't exactly meet it all the way, but man, I really want this person on my team, then I'm going to flex that role to get them on my team. And that may mean shifting somebody else's some of that responsibility to somebody else, and, you know, so on and so forth. But don't be afraid to do that, to find the right fit. And the other thing I would say is just be patient. I mean, I spent over a year before I hired you. And when I found you, I had to wait 6 months. Was it more than 6 months?
I don't know. Oh, immigration.
Immigration. And y'all were having a baby and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Because I can remember having a conversation with you, and you're like, "What's healthcare like?" And I'm like, It's America. We have the best health care in the world. What are you talking about?
But you got to pay for it. Actually, you're right. We started talking in the spring, yeah. right? And my youngest wasn't going to be born till August. And I was like, there's no way I'm moving to the States and paying $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it might cost when it's going to be free to deliver him in Canada.
I can get a freak in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, we should probably move on really quick.
Yes. All right. Okay, so hopefully you this was helpful. if it wasn't, maybe amusing in some senses. But yeah, it's complex. And you know, we want to keep on resourcing you as a church planter, as a campus pastor, as a multi-site church, established church, you know, wherever you're listening from, man, if there are ways that we can resource you either through new churches, Lifeway Leadership Ministry Grid, just reach out to us. And if you're interested in that position that I just mentioned, you can email me too. But you know what? All that to say, we're going to continue our series on the whole new systems for a post-COVID church. Next time on 578, we're going to be talking about performance reviews. Man, and you might be like, I do not do performance reviews. Well, there's a lot of thinking in and around this. And I know Todd and I have had lots of conversations about this in the past, and it's like, okay, let's talk about this on the air. So that's what we're gonna do in two episodes from now. So thanks again for listening in, and we'll catch you next time.